This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family, his companions and his followers and until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, as the summer getting hotter, and we're getting deeper into the summer, one of the things that commonly happen during the summer is marriages. And marriage is such a beautiful concept. It started with humanity from day one. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, He created for him his spouse, which is Hawa or Eve. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined the relationships between them. Marriage is simple. It was never ever complicated until recently, but marriage is simple. Is a man married to a woman? That's it. And that's how it is since the beginning of humanity. No matter how people try to reframe that or define that, it will be something we can't change history. And also, that's where the fitrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have put on the people's heart and mind. Until human beings change their own fitrah, which is possible, they corrupt themselves. And with this case, when you corrupt yourself, corruptions will be something of a norm. It's like it's the fitrah is to recognize Allah as your Lord, is to worship Allah alone. But people corrupt that concept and corrupt their mind and heart. And that's why they worship other than Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is very possible for people to corrupt what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made to them. In any case, in marriage, there is so many things to be, this concept is a big concept to be addressed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that this marriage became the sunnah, the way of the best of His servants, which is the prophets and messengers. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. We have sent before you, Ya Muhammad, many messengers who they had spouses, they have wives, and they have children. And that's also the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why he said, هَذَا وَإِنِّي أَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَاءُ وَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. I am married man, and I marry. And whoever leave my way, leave my sunnah, does not belong to me. I'm saying this because this notion of, oh, I don't want to get married. This notion of, I'm not going to be married. I'm not going to get married. You know, it's something fundamentally go against the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and also our religion. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu arda, kana idha ra'a rajulan qadiran ala zawaj, قَالَ هَذَا إِمَّا عَاجِزٌ وَإِمَّا عَاهِرٌ فَاجِرٌ. He said, if somebody capable, have all the means to get married, find the means and everything to get married, the right person to get married, but they choose not to do, that shows that this person either had a problem or he is fulfilling his desires in a haram way, in the wrong way. Especially in a life that we have today, and lifestyle that we have today, which is sexualization is something that is, they're so hyper-sexualized over everything. And that can have two different reactions. Either the people will be so into sexuality or the people will turn off by it. It can be also get the opposite impact. In any case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also praised the good people of His servant. الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Among the dua, the supplication of the believers, Ya Rab, bless us with wife, bless us with a spouse, bless us with a husband, and a children who will be cool to our eyes. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that order, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِيَّكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Marry from the woman and young or older, unmarried, marry those who are unmarried, and also married from the righteous among your women and among your men. And even if they are poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for them. A woman came to the Prophet ﷺ with her father. And her father was upset. He said, Ya Rasulallah, al-Hadith fi al-Nasa'i, he said, my daughter, this daughter of mine, is giving me hard time. Then Nabi ﷺ said, why are you giving your father a hard time? He said, the man didn't even wait. He said, Ya Rasulallah, I brought to her so many proposals. And she keeps saying no, no, no to them. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يا بنيتي لما لا تطيعي أباك. Why don't you listen to your father? Then she said, well, يا رسول الله, I will not marry anyone unless I know exactly what I'm going into. I need to know about marriage. I need to know what my rights and his rights and how that will work. I need to be aware of it before I get into this relationship. Which is very smart, because they say the last decision you make by yourself is the decision of getting married. After that, everything is joint decision mainly. So she wanted to know. Then the Nabi Sallam explained to her. Then he said to her, listen to your father. But listen to your father doesn't mean whatever he says has to be correct. He said to him, وَلَا تُزَوُّجْهَا بِغَيْرِ إِذْنِهَا. And do not marry her without her consent. Without her consent. Or without her approval. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنْ إِسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاءَةَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. In al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, young men and women, whoever can get married, be married. Or get married. And that's an order from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to people. That's why I always advise every parent here, always tell your children, if they reach the right age, if they understand the concept of marriage, prepare them for that and help them if they ever want to get married. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تزوجوا, marry. And he said, I will be proud and boosting of you in the day of judgment by the large number of you in the day of judgment. إني مباهم بكم تزوجوا الودود الولود فإني مباهم بكم الأمم أو مكاثر بكم الأمم يوم القيامة. Also النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا جاءكم من ترضون دينه وخلقه فزوجوه إلا تفعلوا تكم فتنة في الأرض وفساد عريض. في الترمذي رددها ثلاثا صلى الله عليه وسلم. He repeated this statement 3 times. He said, if someone who are you pleased with their deen, with their religion, and their character, with their character, marry them. If you don't do so, there will be a great deal of corruptions in earth. And we see how a great deal of corruption in earth today, and we can see that link to somehow, or to certain degree, to the declining of rates of marriage in our society today. The rate of marriage is ridiculously low and getting lower. Not only in our community here in America, but around the world. And the more people stay away from marriage, the way they're going to look to fulfill their desires in other ways, in a haram way. Or you will have all these weird type of marriages that we hear about. A marriage with a distance relation. A marriage with a temporary relation. A marriage only for the summer. A marriage for travel. And all these kind of concepts that just a loophole and, and a way to justify for themselves adultery. Here are some points that I want to raise attention to it, because a lot of people, alhamdulillah, get into marriage during the summer, either especially if you have children about to get the age of getting married. I want you to remember these issues, because they are very common misconceptions about relationships when it comes to marriage. Number one, people, when they look at the hadith in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَرْبَعِ. People marry women for 4 reasons. He mentioned among them, her beauty and her wealth, her lineage, her status, social status, and her deen, her basically her righteousness, how good she is religiously. Then he said, so care for the one with that religion the most. Some people read this hadith, and this hadith applied to the man too. So a man will be married because how handsome he is, how wealthy he is, how much money he makes, or his status in society, or his religion, how religious he is. Then the Nabi Sallam will also recommend that religion should be the most important point. This hadith, some people have misconception about this hadith, thinking that the other points are dismissed. And the only point that you should take in consideration is the religion. That's not what this hadith is saying. This hadith saying that the final decision should be made based on the religion. So for example, you might like someone how they look like, but if they don't have religion, you know what? No. Somebody might very good, wealthy, have a good income, good career, he makes so much money, she makes so much money. But you know what? Someone who have no regard for religion, no thank you. لا أشقل للتي اخضرت ولكن اخضرت من دمن لا أشتريك لكي أبيع ديانتي فلدي وعد الله حق صادق عندي عروسك والزفاف في جنتي. So here we say that no matter what, you know, quality the person has, the religion is the final thing. No matter how handsome he is, but no religion, no thank you. So that's what the hadith is basically putting the emphasis on. And from this hadith, قال فقهاؤنا, العلماء رحمهم الله said, when someone proposed to a woman, don't ask about religion first. Interesting. When you want to ask about a man or a woman proposal, don't ask about the religion. That's the last thing you ask about. What? Yes, because that will make it or break it. So for example, if I'm interested in someone who have high education, I ask, is that person has a high education? Yes. Okay, good, check. Is this person, you know, I like to marry someone with certain feature, physical features. You know, have this, like let's say this person dark skin. Yeah, he's dark skin. Excellent. Is this person a good Muslim? You know, a person who religious? No. Okay, assalamu alaikum. But if you say, this person religious, mashallah, super religious. He is in the masjid, he pray all the time, blah, blah, excellent, mashallah, that's a good proposal for my daughter. What do you do for a living? Nothing. A loser. I mean, financially. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صعلو كل ما لله. Just have no money, no job, nothing. When you say no, كأنك رددت الدين. فلذلك قال الفقهاء ما يقدم الدين. If you say no, as if he said no, even though after he said he's so religious, and it may not be appropriate. So that's why they said the religion come the last point to check. Another misconception quickly, which is please parents listen carefully. Please young men and women listen carefully. Even though people like my kids here who are not maybe getting married any soon, but you know what? Listen to this as you grow up older. There is a big misconception called he, she will change. The mother, the father telling the children, don't worry, he will change. Don't worry, she will change. She will start wearing hijab after marriage. He will stop praying after. He will stop doing this. He will stop do that. And you fool yourself. You see all these red flags about the person and you keep telling yourself, oh, they will change. Oh, they will change. Though I have bad news for you. People don't change. Very, very rare for people to change. People change only if they really, really determined to change. And there are certain things that the character, part of who they are. Somebody is lazy, is lazy. Somebody is an indoor person, couch lover, hugger. He will be like that. He's not going to be an outdoor tomorrow if you marry him or you marry her. And so forth. So that concept, oh, somebody like, for example, many times I have to counsel people, Sheikh, she's not wearing hijab. But when you marry her, she was not wearing hijab. Why you are now making a big deal out of it? I thought she's going to change. That's not fair. He doesn't pray. طيب أختي حبيبتي, do you know my daughter, my يعني بنتي, did you know that he wasn't praying before he married him? Yes, but I thought he's going to change. You know, he's mentally, has a mental problem. طيب, do you know? I thought he's going to change. So there's no such thing going to change. You know, look for the right person. So please stop saying that just because you want to push someone on the throat of your daughters and just give them that, deceive them by telling them, or your son, oh, they will change. No, because the one who suffer later on are the couple who married each other. Also, another misconception I found it a lot about, yani, when it comes to choosing the person, I want to choose someone different than me. What do you mean? You know, I'm not religious. I'm looking for a super duper religious woman. You know, I am a person who is very, very bad with money. I'm very stingy. You know, and I'm so tight. I go marry someone, a super generous woman. I can tell you that's a recipe for failure. You need not a spouse, you need a therapist. Your spouse is not your therapist. Okay, go look for a therapist to help you to fix yourself. Not look for a wife or a husband. So believe me, the more compatibility, the more successful your marriage is. Any big, huge difference between you guys in these areas, it's a recipe for failure. Or at least a very hard marriage. Struggle. Another misconception, a lot of people only focus on the outside. The beauty, how handsome he is, how beautiful she is. Some people build their muscles, build their body, build this, build their career. But what really matters, all these are important in marriage, by the way. That's another misconception. People don't think look matter. No, look matter a lot. For men and for women. Okay? That's absolutely 100%. But what's more important than that, my dear brothers and sisters, is what is this person from inside looks like. As much as you try to polish yourself from outside, you need to develop yourself from inside. Because that's what really matters the most. When you grow up old, when anything happened in the marriage, I still love you for who you are, not because how you look only, or what is your career is. Money and beauty can go away. But love for the person will always remain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yanfa'ana wa iyyakum bima naqul. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiru. Alhamdulillah wahdahu was-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. Final point I want to make today is there is this concept, especially in the time of engagement and before marriage, that when person fall in love with someone and obsessed with that person, will always tell themselves, this is the only one. Young men and women always have this idea, oh, she's the only one, he's the only one. I can't live with, I'm gonna die if I lose this person. Even though there are so many signs showing the person that this marriage or this not a good match. And it's often these ignored just because of that obsession, because that excitement. I know some of you are older and said, Sheikh, it's too late now. But it's never too late, that's number one. Number two, and I'm not suggesting anything, but you have children. You have young cousins. You have family that you can reach out to. And you share this. These are important, crucial conversation to have with your children. And as early as you can. Let them hear this from you. Talk to them about this. Make sure you raise them, they understand. Don't wait until it's too late. So this concept of he or she the only one, it's not true, logically, by all means. It's just an emotional thing. So try to ask an interesting questions, you know, and a smart question to the person to widen their horizon, because that shows just how narrow the person is thinking. I do believe she is the only one, which is, you know, my wife, because I'm married to her. He is the only one because he's my husband after I marry him. That's right. After you marry the person, this is the only one I'm going to focus on developing the relationship with. But before marriage, no. He is like any man. Many people like him and better than him. I can guarantee you that. There is many women better than her and like her. But he or she the only one, only when you marry. But before marriage, don't have this attitude because it will block you from seeing these red signs and clear signs. And I remember we have a Friday night especially about this topic. And finally, my brothers and sisters, this message for young men and one young woman out there. Your parents are sincere advisor to you. Please don't fall into the notion that they don't understand me. They don't know what I am or what I want. You know, or they have nothing to do with my marriage. You know, no matter how you think they don't understand you, they do. They might not fully, 100%, but they do a lot. They know way more than you think they are. Many young men, after I became in their 30s, they said, now I realize how smart my father was. He was always smart, but you the one who wasn't when you're young. You just can't see it. You know, unfortunately. So as you even look at your age, and now you're 20, you're 18, you're 14, you're 16, you're 13, look at how you think when you're 9, when you're 10, when you're 12, when you're 15, 17, 19. And as you grow, you see how things are different. So it's going to continue like that. I'm not saying parents are perfect. I'm far from being perfect or close to that with my kids. But I know that I care so much, like all fathers here, about my children. And I will give you the best sincere advice. I can't make you do things, but I must give you the advice. So whenever you come to marriage, listen to them. Don't just close the door. Not because the suggestion comes from their side, it means it's wrong. Or it's backwards, or not the right person. Just give it a chance. Give it a try. Listen with them with sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us a happy marriage. And grant our children a happy marriage. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and our children and our offsprings and to bless our community. I think this is the one thing in our, this is one of the things that we should be celebrating and proud of, is to be married and to be in the halal, lawful relationship. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our parents and to forgive our children. Allahumma ighfir lana wa liwalidina wa lidhurriyyatina wa hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun. Allahumma irfa 'anil muslimina almustad'afina fi masharik al-ardi wa magharibiha. Allahumma ihfazna min sharri al-fitan, ma dhahara minha wa ma batan, 'anna wa 'an awladina wa buyutina ya arhamar rahimin. Walli 'alaina khiyarana wa abid 'anna shirarana ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Wa sallallahu wa sallim 'ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa qumul lis-salah.